Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today we will discuss the Halachas of Beinim Mitzarim, and specifically the Halachas of Shivas Batamis. As Akdama, the Pasuk says in Megillas Eicha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Kol Reid Fehe Sigua Beinim Mitzarim, which means all our enemies reached and attacked us, Beinim Mitzarim, we were in a tight place. But Rashi teaches Beinim Mitzarim means between Yerzayim Batamis and Tesbav. That's what these days are called Beinim Mitzarim, but these 3 weeks, which are the weeks where Chazal Mesakin, that we should memayit besimcha, memayit in our idun, which means in our pleasures. And the reason is because we should dwell on what we're missing. We're missing the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's hard for us sometimes to dwell on that and to realize what we're missing. But through our actions and these minhagim that Chazal instituted, that gives us, takes some of our pleasures away, with that we will try to dwell on what we're missing, and that is the Beis HaMikdash. And the Churban HaBayis is makar of a lot of atzaros. And Chazal teach us, call Mas'abel and Matzibur, Zoicha Luris Benachamasa. Whoever is Mas'abel with the Tzibur, the Avelus with the Tzibur, they will Mitzvah be Zoicha to see the ultimate Geula. Shulchan Aruch paskins in the beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Nun, that there are four tzoymis, there are four fasts that Chazal instituted because of the Churban HaBayis, and that is Shivas Batamiz, Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Tavis, and Tzom Gedalia. And it says, "Akol chayavim l'sanis arba tzoymes halalu va'osu l'fritz gedder." Everyone's mechuyev to fast, osu l'fritz gedder. And the Ramah brings down that when it comes to Shiva'osu b'tamos and tzoym gedalia and asar b'tevis, those three, not the Tisha B'Av, the other three fasts, the Ramah says, "Ubarais umeinikos mitzdaros harber they have a lot of tzar ain l'sanis they don't have to fast va'afilu ainem mitzdaros even if they're not mitzar ainem mechuyevus l'sanis elosh nagul hachmer the minigus to be machmer." And Dafka begin with Hatzaymus. Our Tisha B'Av, them Mechiris Lahashim. That's what Ramah says. So it's telling from the Ramah that someone saw Ubera, someone's Aisha was pregnant, that Aisha was nursing, who's Mitzar Harbates, Pashut, they don't have to fast on these three Tzaymus. But if she's feeling fine, maybe she's trying to fast. And that some Pais can pass like that, they're trying to fast. But many Pais can hold that today, since our Noshim are very weak, and therefore a Muberis, of someone who's pregnant and someone who's nursing, should not fast because today, the Noshim are much weaker, and therefore should not fast. Everyone can ask their own Shiloh, but many places can hold like that, that if she's Mubaris or Menekes, she does not have to fast. Now, what about a Isha who had a baby, but she's not nursing? So then, the pastures would be that if she's feeling fine, she should fast. There is a Das Torah from the Masham that says that up to 2 years after the baby, since the body is still weak from giving birth, you don't have to fast. And someone should ask their own Rav if they're passing like this Das Torah or not before they don't fast. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that not only does Umaveris and Menekes have a tour sometimes when not feeling well, but the same goes for Chayla. The Mishnah Berurah says, someone who has a for example, someone who has fever, someone who is throwing up, someone who is dehydrated, maybe someone has a bad case of COVID. These cases, you all don't have to fast. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on, if someone's sick, they should not be machmer. If they're not feeling well, they're sick, they have fever, they should not push themselves to fast. Also, the Hachmal Atzma. And the Mishbura adds on another very important halacha that's not so well known. The Mishbura says like this: the Makaris and the Magen Avram, the Chai Oda brings down as well. And he says like this: the Makom Makim Afat Tzarich Lechol. Even if someone has to eat, for example, a pregnant lady or a nursing lady or someone who's sick, even if they have to eat, Lo Yisanik Atzvei Basar VeYayin Rakafim Mashut Tzarich. You should not indulge yourself in eating basar and yain only for what you need. Bechena ketanim, even ketanim, shesh lem dasos abo, they're already the age of avelis, let's say 7-8 years old. Afagav she'em echui b'chancha, fil ben shtayim asa shana, fil b'tayin shayis, there's no inyan for them to even fast a little bit, unless it's only by Yom Kippur is there inyan of fasting for shayis, but on a fast like Shavuos v'tamis, there's no inyan for a child under bar mitzvah, even 3 fasts, 4 bar mitzvah, there's no inyan for him to fast. But, the Mishnah says, mekamokim royu l'chancham, shlo yoichlu rak dei kiyam aguf, lechem amayim. He says, you should only eat what you need to kiyam aguf. Lechem, mayim, mayshar, mayichel, pashtu, all the pashtu macholim, lefiat, tina, kadesh, yisavlu, matzibur. So what Mishbura is saying, and the Makaris from Magen Avram, is that even if someone's eating on a tainis, you should not indulge themselves in special foods like ice cream. You should not eat ice cream on a tainis. Even if you're not fasting, but the tzibur is being misabel now. There's a tzibur who's fasting. It's a fast day. It's zechel churban. So a person should not indulge himself in extra foods. And this is a little bit of a chizik. Sometimes in the offices, there are ladies who walk in with a nice big lunch. They get Uber Eats for a big lunch with a big coffee. Not coffee, literally, or coffee per se, but some special latte. That's not on the spirit of Tainus when everyone else is fasting and it's a day of, it's supposed to be Misabel, to have some special, indulge yourself in special foods. It should be a day, should scale back the regular food and eat what you have to eat. The person can't fast that week. They should eat what, to scale back and eat what they need to keep themselves healthy. And that's the way. Also, besides the point, there are some ladies who are fasting, or the men who are fasting, and for them, it's also not sensitive to them. You're coming in with the food. So therefore, it's definitely an Indian that you should try to keep it a little more private and eat simple foods if someone is not fasting. Now, what about taking a shower on a tainus? So the Mishmur brings down that these tzaymos really, it's really mutter, be'ikah adin, it's mutter berchitza, v'sicha, v'nilas, a sandal, you wear shoes, you're allowed to do all the things that also on Tisha B'Av, are really mutter on these fast days. But the Mishmur brings down the Baal Nefesh v'machmer in all, in rechitza, and sicha, and tashmemita on a tainus. He says, nilas, a sandal, shoes you can wear, but other things you should be machmer on. And therefore, there's an Indian not to take a shower on the tainus. The Mishmur brings down also in Shaar Tzion and says that Shem Primigodim, that Rechitza b'tzoynein, or your hands and feet with hot water, that would be fine. But take a hot shower on a tainus is not pasha that it's mutter. And even a bal nefesh, even the night before the tainus, is an Indian, a bal nefesh shimachmer, not to take a hot shower. And the shower is, what about going swimming on a tainus? So since swimming or going to the beach is something that's a tainug, so that goes into the same halacha, maybe, of taking a hot shower. And therefore the Paiskim say that a person should be machmir not to go swimming on a tainus or going to the beach on a tainus, to go swimming in a beach on a tainus. But if someone is a chayli who needs the swimming for his health, then that will be mutter on a tainus, because the maaseh, it is cold water and he's doing it for his health, not because of tainug, then that will be mutter to do on the tainus.